Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic in our What's in a Name series is Yahweh Nisi Part 3, The Battle on the Hill. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Exodus chapter 17 and verse 10. So Joshua fought the Amalekites as Moses had ordered, and Moses, Aaron and Hur went to the top of the hill. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning, but whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. For a few days now, we've been discussing the chain of events that led to Moses getting a revelation of the name of God, Yahweh Nisi. The last day, we spoke about how Joshua and some of the men went to the battlefield, while Moses went up a hill with his rod in his hand. In today's scripture, the Bible shows us a massive strategy for whatever challenges or battles that we may encounter. Listen to what the scripture says. Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill, and as long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning, but whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. The scripture shows us clearly where the real battle was decided. It did not matter how valiantly Israel fought. Once spiritual activity was not taking place, Israel was slaughtered. Once the activity on the hill was restored, Israel won. The real battle that day was decided on the hill of God. My dear listeners, to a lot of us, this may just be a reminder. But do we really practice what we know? The battles of life are not won in the office. They are not won in schools. They are not won in church. They are not won in meetings, in planes, or anywhere else. The battles of life will be won in your secret place of prayer. As long as your hands are held up in prayer, God will make a way. No wonder the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10:4 that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God. We are in a battle. As long as you are living on the earth, in the flesh, you are in a battle. 2 Corinthians 10 is clear. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war in the flesh. There is a battle for your children. There is a battle for your marriage. There is a battle for your peace. There is a battle for your joy. There is a battle for your life. And ultimately, there is a battle for your soul. The battle takes various forms that seem to have human solutions. But my dear listeners, I can assure you that lasting victory will only come when you go up the hill. Go up in prayer. Go up and lift your hands to the one who has made heaven and earth. Sometimes he will reveal a strategy. At other times, he will go into battle for you by himself. Whatever the case, remember that the real battle is fought on the hill. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word today. Lord, today we receive grace to go up the hill and stay in the place of prayer. We come against every spirit of lethargy in the name of Jesus. We decree that we are revived and we will stay in the place of victory, the place of prayer. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.